Off the Ball, GAA.
I don't think it's possible or realistic. Like, I think it's card. Like,
why not?
Honest, like, I just, because that is not going to happen. The only people losing out really are going to be players. Like.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Orgie Snyman has granted his Leinster debut. Munster welcome back their international contingent. And Ronan O'Gara has responded to his mentions in Jonathan Sexton's new book, Rugby Daily on Off the Ball, with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Jack Conan, Jimmy O'Brien and Jamie Osborne are the only Leinster players retained from last week's win over the Dragons for tomorrow's game away to Benetton. Conan moves from number 8 to blind side flanker to accommodate returning captain Caelan Doris, who lead the team out for the first time since his appointment. Orgie Snyman will make his first appearance for his new province, starting alongside Joe McCarthy in the second row. And throughout the team, Leinster's internationals return to action, including at fullback, with Hugo Keenan starting and Jamie Osborne swapping to inside centre. Jimmy O'Brien and James Lowe man the wings this week. Gary Ringrose and Osborne are in the centre. Kieran Frawley returns at out half and he's partnered in the half backs by the returning Jemison Gibson Park. In the front row, it's Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher and Tyke Furlong. Joe McCarthy and Orgie Snyman are in the second row. Jack Conan, a blindside flanker this week. Josh Van der Fleer is on the open and Caelan Doris captains the team from number 8. Van der Fleer has given an insight into what it's like having someone like Snyman around the camp.
I suppose from playing against him, he's a brilliant player. He's obviously, everyone can see the size of a man he is and how physical he is. It's rare you get a man of that size with his offloading and handling ability as well. So he's definitely one of those guys when you'd be on high alert anytime you see him. You'd be when you look at the attackers in front of you in defence and you see him there, you're kind of aware for that threat of his carry, his passing, and then his offload after contact as well. So you have to be kind of ready for everything. And then in attack, when he's defending, tend not to run at him is normally the plan. But it's nice to have him on our team. One thing I didn't like, I obviously from playing against him, you kind of see the attributes and what people are good at, but he's added a huge amount on the mental side of things in terms of his game knowledge and his experience, and he's definitely given me a few pointers on different things, different areas. He adds a huge amount of knowledge and rugby knowledge, I suppose. He's a very smart rugby player. And he's a great man to have, even in the meetings. He's contributing a lot and kind of passing on some of his experience. I've certainly found it really, really helpful having him around. But yeah, really excited to hopefully get a go with him at some stage, because he's one of those great players in world rugby. So it's pretty cool to have him here.
It's a much-changed Benetton that will face Leinster tomorrow to the one beaten 42-10 away to Glasgow last week. Argentina winger Ignacio Mendy is back from rugby championship duty to replace Louis Lina on the right wing. Tommaso Menoncello makes his first appearance of the season, partnering former Munster and all-black Malachi Fekitoa in the centre. Italy winger Paolo Udogwu is also back, while scrum half Alessandro Garbisi makes his first start of the season. Nicolo Canotti returns to the Benetton second row, while into the back row come experienced duo Sebastian Negri and captain Michele Lamoureux. Peter O'Mahony, Tadhg Byrne and Jack Crowley all return for their first Munster appearances of the season, with Ospreys visiting Virgin Media Park tomorrow. They're looking to bounce back, of course, from last week's embarrassing, in Dunico O'Callaghan's words, defeat away to Zebre. Tony Butler drops to the bench to make way for Crowley. Ruan Quinn misses out this week after failing a HIA, with O'Mahony starting at Virgin Media Park at blindside. Byrne forms a formidable second row partnership with Sean Clain as Finian Witcherly is benched. So that Munster team will have Mike Haley at full back, Calvin Nash and Shane McCarthy are on the wings. Tom Farrell partnered this week in the centre by Brian Fitzgerald. Jack Crowley and Craig Casey are the halfbacks. It's a Munster front row of Jeremy Lockman, Niall Scannell and Ollie Yeager. Clain and Byrne are in the second row. Peter O'Mahony starts at blindside flanker. John Hodnett is on the open. Jack O'Donoghue starts at number 8. A 2-point defeat on the opening weekend to the Dragons was followed by the Ospreys last week with victory at home to the Stormers. A new Munster captain, Tyke Byrne, has been impressed by the work done in Swansea by Toby Booth.
They've certainly improved.
I reckon they're probably one of the strongest Welsh unions at the moment. I think that they're strong across the park, which is I think if you look at their team sheets, they've a lot of standout players there, and they can play various ways, but defensively they're very good, and they're particularly good over the ruck. They've a lot of players there who can steal a lot of balls, so we're gonna have to be on point with our ruck, and they've a very good set piece as well, and I think it's an area that they probably at times got the better of us over the last few seasons. So it's definitely a big focus for us this coming Saturday too.
For the Ospreys, Stefan Thomas replaces his cousin Gareth at Loosehead for tomorrow's game in Cork. Hugh Sutton comes into their second row to partner Adam Beard. James Ratty switches to blindside flanker with Jack Morgan captaining the team from the open side in place of Justin Tipperick. After two appearances off the bench, Fiji international Phil Kokonasinga starts at inside centre. Yeston Hopkins and Max Nagy come into the back three for the Ospreys instead of Luke Morgan and Jack Walsh. Ulster have the second leg of their South African trip tomorrow, playing the Vodacom Bulls in Pretoria. Amidst a continuing injury crisis at Ulster, Richie Murphy's handed first starts to hooker James McCormick and centre Ben Carson. Lock Charlie Irvine makes his first appearance of any sort for the province, with captain Ian Henderson returning alongside him in the second row. Stuart McCloskey's fit enough to start alongside Carson in the centre, while Mike Lowry takes the place of Ethan McElroy at full back. Nathan Dogg starts at scrum half, with John Cooney not in the matchday 23 this week. In the front row, McCormick and Corey Barrett are in for John Andrew and Tom O'Toole. In the back row, James McNabney and David McCann come in for Matty Ray and Nick Timoney. So the Ulster team will have Mike Lowry at full back, Werner Koch continuing on the wing, as does Jacob Stockdale on the left. Stuart Moore and Ben Carson are their centre partnership. Aidan Morgan continues at out half. Nathan Doug starts at scrum half this week. It's a front row for Ulster of Andrew Warwick, James McCormick and Corey Barrett. Ian Henderson and Charlie Irvine are their second row. James McNabney starts at blindside flanker. Sean Reffel is on the open. David McCann this week at number 8. Hooker Ty McElroy and out half James Humphreys will make their Ulster debuts off the bench in that game. And having started in 5 of the Springboks Rugby Championship outings, Rumad Norcia returns to captain the Bulls tomorrow from the second row, where he'll play alongside Cobus Visa. Jake White's changed his entire front row for tomorrow's game, with Gerhard Steenekamp, Johan Grobbelaar and Vilko Love all starting. He's changed his flankers too, with starts for Marco van Staden and Erling Love, while Willy Larue's back at fullback in a move that sees David Creel switch to inside centre, and he's partnered there by Kanan Moody, allowing for the return on the wing of Kurt Lee Aronze. Rob Russell has been ruled out of the remainder of the Emerging Ireland tour of South Africa. The Leinster back suffered a hand injury in Wednesday's win over the Pumas. Munster loosehead George Haddon has linked up with the squad ahead of Sunday's meeting with Western Force, as cover for Mark Donnelly, who's struggling with an ankle issue. Simon Easterby will name his team tomorrow lunchtime. Zach Ward scored the first try of that Emerging Ireland tour against the Airlink Pumas on Wednesday, and he sat down with Peter Breen of the IRFU to discuss his transition from 7s to 15s.
Long time coming, I suppose, to play a competitive game for Ireland in a green shirt at 15s level. Could you just tell us how you feel? How did you feel the performance went, and how did you feel you did?
No, I'm absolutely wrecked. It's my first 80 minutes of rugby that I've played in a very, very long time, so my body is in bits. But it was fantastic to finally get out there. Been kind of dreaming about it for a long time, so to finally get out on the pitch and help the lads to get a win was phenomenal.
Playing on the left wing as well, is a position you're enjoying? Did you enjoy the challenge out there?
Slowly starting to find my feet a little bit on the left wing. It's only been about a month now that I've been doing it, so slowly starting to get there. Really enjoying it. Got a lot of ball in hand, which I was happy with, so hopefully can kick on the next two games.
On the trip itself, how have you found the tour so far? Obviously a long trip out from Ireland, from Dublin to Bloemfontein. But have you found the last couple of days? Was it tough to acclimatise initially?
It was tough coming into to the 15s environment, but from a travel point of view, we've been used to it with the 7s the last couple of years, so you kind of start to get used to it a little bit. But just being part of this group has been really, really good. I've enjoyed every minute of it. All the lads, we're a bit new and fresh day one, but we pretty quickly gelled as a squad pretty quickly. And I think that even showed on the pitch where we're playing real cohesive rugby after a week. So, it was good.
And just, you touched on sevens there, obviously the likes of yourself, Shane Mullins, have come up through that pathway. This presents an opportunity for a different chapter in your career as well. Is it something you're enjoying? And just a word on your early days at Ulster as well.
Yeah, no, it's been great. You know, sevens has really kind of helped me develop as a player massively, and just now that I'm in the 15s game, it's just trying to apply all the skills I've learned in sevens into the 15s game. Myself and Shay are both relatively new into it, so we're slowly getting used to it a little bit, but no, it's been great. And then even up at Ulster, like Richie and the guys have been real helpful with me kind of transitioning into that, to that role. We've got real good close friends with the likes of Ethan McElroy and Jacob and Stumer and the likes, so they've been real good just giving me pointers and stuff like that. And I think whenever we're kind of under the pump a little bit out in the pitch there with the altitude and the heat, those pointers definitely help.
And just finally on the challenge, it's 3 games in 7 days, so very little rest, recovery and move on again. You're unlikely to play all 3 games, that's the same with probably everyone, but it's a great opportunity, I think, to be in this environment all the same. Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah, massively. I'm just taking every day as a learning curve. I'm still new into playing as a winger, so just learning every day as we go on. It's a great environment to be in. Simon and Paulie, they've all been fantastic and really helping not just myself but everyone develop as players. So you know, it's exciting. It's tough, 3 games in 7 days, but it's a little bit like a sevens tournament. We got 3 games in 1 day, so I hope hopefully the recovery tips that I've learnt there can pass on to the other lads to help us go again on the weekend.
Finally, Ronan O'Gara told this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast that he has a good relationship with Jonathan Sexton. In his book Obsessed, Sexton recounts calling O'Gara a coward during a flare-up in a 2009 Interpro at Thoman Park. While O'Gara's recollections of the incident are far fuzzier, he bears no ill will.
For me, there's always stuff on the pitch and there's stuff off the pitch, you know. If that happened off the pitch in a team meeting or something, that kind of behaviour, then I wouldn't have much time for it. On the pitch, there's different rules completely. There's a different animal that comes out in so many different sports people. So between the white lines, it is what it is. I will never kind of judge a guy on that, but I think where respect and behaviour and values and all that, that for me is in the team room. And it's something I'd be big on in my coaching career, you know, because this is, whatever, 15 years ago, a very little recollection of my life feelings at the time, you know. You move on from people, stuff like that. Obviously, for him, it may be a little bit different, but I can tell you from my point of view, the experiences you get from playing and then moving into a coaching career are very, very different. But I suppose he couldn't be more grateful how it has worked out for me transitioning into what I'm doing. Now, yeah. Johnny is talking about his playing days, and if that's, you know what I mean, what makes him tick, then you respect that, because that's what fires him up.
That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.